At the last AgriNovus Quadrant meeting of the year, Professor of Business Economics Dr. Philip Powell painted a picture of Indiana doing well economically.
So the Indiana economy in the last year has grown twice the rate of any of our neighbors. And it's this combination of an economy that's well diversified. Hoosiers love to make things. Hoosiers are innovative. We have a state government that is got a AAA bond rating, has $250 million ahead in tax revenue. We are seeing innovation in terms of our educational system and apprenticeships. And this is driving our economy forward. And we're actually seeing the inflow of engineers and scientists and the type of talent that drives economic prosperity. All this is coming together to make the Hoosier State stand out as a positive economic outlier.
But out on the farm, a very different story is unfolding. Farm income has dropped sharply this year as commodity prices slide, input costs remain high, and interest rates continue to squeeze operating loans. Many Hoosier farmers are calling it a silent recession, one not reflected in the state's broader numbers, but deeply felt in rural communities.
Agriculture's in recession because of the negative trade impacts. Our farmers produce food for the world. Our imposition of tariffs on other countries means they put tariffs on farmers. In fact, foreign nations have targeted our agricultural exports because they want the administration to feel the political pressure from farmers. Farmers are feeling much more pain than any other export industry in the country.
So while Indiana isn't in a recession on paper, for many farm families, it certainly feels like one. However, Dr. Powell left the AgriNovus Quadrant audience with some encouraging words.
Indiana farmers, for generations, have dealt with uncertainty, especially with weather and the larger economy. This is just another era of uncertainty. And so the same things you do during a drought or the expectation to lower yields, this is the time to implement those types of practices. These are lean times right now for agriculture. We will get through it, and on the other side will be even better technology that can work for farmers. So our Hoosier farmers need patience, which they're well known for, but they also need to know that the clouds will clear, this too will pass, and there'll be even more opportunity in the future.
Find out more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.